The Alaska Supreme Court has handed down a decision in a long-running dispute between the state and the owners of the riverboat Discovery in Fairbanks. The court says the Binkley family-owned company has to pay the state for operating a wharf on the Chena River, but not as much as the state wants it to. Department of Natural Resources Chief of Operations for the Division of Mining, Land, and Water, Wynn Menefee, says the ruling affirms a state right.
There was a contention that because they owned the land, they had a riparian right to, as it says, wharf out or to have a dock out over the water without having any requirement to go through Department of Natural Resources for authorization. And this upheld the state's position, which says, in fact, that they are required to obtain authorization from the state.
Authorization means yearly lease payments to the state based on fair market value of the river space. The court struck down much costlier DNR prescribed payments based on the number of passengers a business serves, saying a head-based lease charge violates federal law. The Binkley family, which has operated on the Chena since the 1950s, has been battling the state over the lease for decades. Riverboat Discovery Company President Ryan Binkley says he's happy with the latest court decision.
We understand that we use a certain small portion of the river to operate, and we don't mind paying our fair share. In fact, years ago, we offered to pay DNR based on the fair market value of that portion, but they insisted on a head tax, and that disagreement is what led to this dispute. So, again, we're thrilled with the court's decision today.
Binkley says a third-party appraiser came up with a $1,000 annual payment approved in the Supreme Court decision.